New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut have all yet to report a single coronavirus case. But hundreds of recent travelers are in isolation now around here, waiting out the bug's incubation period, 2 weeks. Local, county, and state officials in New York are speaking about this, as we hear from Sean Adams on the New York Angle.
The CDC says it's not a matter of if, it is when the coronavirus becomes a bigger problem in the United States. In New York State, no confirmed cases, but 700 people are being monitored, 8 under self-quarantine here in Westchester, County Executive George Latimer.
We're prudent people, and we have to take prudent action. But we also have to be measured and controlled in the way we respond to these things.
29 people are staying home in Suffolk, 83 in Nassau County. Health Commissioner Dr. Lawrence Eisenstein.
We check in with them every day for their temperature. They're in communication with us. We're in communication with them.
These people have to remain in isolation for 14 days from the time that they were in China. In New York City, preparations are underway. 1,200 hospital beds are at the ready, plus 1.5 million surgical masks have been stockpiled. In White Plains, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
We spoke last hour with New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, and we asked him how the Garden State is preparing.
We've got to make sure we've got all the eventualities mapped out. You know, where do we send someone who's symptomatic? Where do we send folks who are asymptomatic but under observation? Are they New Jersey residents? Are they out-of-staters? Newark Liberty is one of 11 funneling airports, as they call them, in America, along with JFK being the other one in the region. So the protocols established there. You know, we are, again, as best we can, trying to get ourselves prepared and stay out ahead of it and hope that it passes, but we can't assume that.
And the governor reiterates there are no confirmed or even suspected cases in New Jersey.